Good evening, Rabbi Isai. Big schus. This shir is a very famous shir. It's a big has a big shame around town. So it's a big schus to participate. I hope I'll fill in the big shoes that the previous speakers did. There's something. I think it's a fascinating topic in general. And I know here we always go with a shayla and tshuva. So I found a shayla tshuva. This mamish directly into the sugya that I want to get into. First of all, the topic of the sugya is really the division of the parshas of the Torah in general, and specifically the division of the parshas of the Torah for Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Ma'arava. So, we'll start with the one place in Shas where it's mentioned that Bnei Ma'arava had a different division of the Torah. Is the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chof Tes? We have it here in number 2. It came much smaller than what it looked to me on my computer, so I apologize. I couldn't make it bigger. But the Gemara brings, more speaks about when do we do the four parshias, what happens when Parshas Shkolim and Kisiso fall up in the same time, which happens in our cycle. So the Gemara says, Elman Tzavis Korbani Mimisrai by Aizino can be in the same time. So what in Libnei Ma'arava, the Maski Lidoraiso Betlash Shonim. Bnei Ma'arava, Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they read the Torah. Takes them 3 years to complete the Torah. That's what the Gemara says. This is the one place, the only place in Shas that it mentions that Bnei Ma'arava had a different cycle, and they finish the Torah once every 3 years. That's what it's brought down. We know that we don't have the minhag. We do once a year, as we'll see in a moment in the Rambam. You know what? Maybe we'll go straight to the Rambam before we go into the Tshuva. The Rambam in number 3. In Perikut Gil Michus Tfila, he says that it goes through the minhagim. A minhag pashut bechol Yisrael. What's the minhag pashut? Shemashlimim es haTorah b'shana achas. You complete the Torah once a year. Matchilim b'Shabbos shachar Chag Sukkos, v'koyim b'seder bereishis b'shniyah l'Torah b'shlishi v'yom Hashem l'Avraham. He goes through the whole cycle. V'koyim alichim al derech asal hazet shegoyim haTorah b'Chag Sukkos. You do a full year cycle like we do, read the entire Torah. There's some people that complete the Torah once every 3 years, but that's not the minhag pashut. That's not the normal minhag. So the Rambam brings it. Okay, so we'll get to the next halacha Rambam in a moment. But this is the minhag. We have a minhag. There's such a minhag Bnei Eretz Yisrael to go and read the Torah within 3 years. Shaila is also how exactly they divided it. How to divide the Torah. So, as we'll see, the simple understanding, the Mefarshim understand, is the Pshat is they divide whatever we have, our Parshias, they divide that into small portions, and they did every week, they had a smaller Kriyas HaTorah. It was a shorter tefillah. You go in,
you know,
to our sitters, asking. Yep. Okay, I want to get to that.
Differently, because you can't have seven aliyas out of the third of
Parshias. Oh, let's say okay, very good. Yeah, no. Why not? Maybe because you're saying Parshas Vayelech. Let's again. Only do you say Parshas Vayelech. If I have to do Vayelech and divide into three, how's it going to work? Okay.
Not dividing each Parshas into three.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Divide the entire Torah different way. Someone once told me. I never checked it. Someone said that when the Reform movement started, they divided. I think you told me that.
I think they still do it.
They still do it. They divide. They read every Parsha, the first part of the Parsha. They divide it. It's too long, so. So they divide that, and so this just, that's not Minhag Bnei Ma'arava. Bnei Ma'arava is they take the Torah and just read it in order, but they have a shorter parsha every week. That's as simple as that. So, again, the Rambam says, the Gemara mentions it in one place, and the Gemara says that they're not a Minhag Pashut. So the tshuva that we'll go into, to get into the sugi more, is the tshuva Shut Yehuda Yali. Shut Yehuda Yali is written by Rabbi Yehuda Asad, or maybe it's pronounced Asod. That's okay, clear. Remember when in Yeshiva, the first time I heard Rida Asad, you know, we know when I was learning Eretz Yisrael, Syria, there is someone named Asad, you know. So I thought it was a Sephardi rabbi, right? Coming from a Sephardi place. So Rida Asad is, or Asad, was a Hungarish Rav. He not only was a Garish Rav, you could say he was he knew the Chassid Sofer, he was a Talmud or at least he learned, he went, he was tested by the Chassid Sofer. The Chassid Sofer was very, very impressed with him. And then when he became the Rav, and the first time he became a rabbi in his shtetl, wherever it was, I saw the name, but I can't, I'll never remember it. In that city, there was a competition. There was a debate between five different rabbis. Right? There was a problem. And they had five different rabbis. And the one reason they chose him is because the Chassid Sofer sent a letter and says, choose him. And after the Ptir of the Chassid Sofer, he was the Poisik in Hungary. Rabbi Dasa was the Poisik. After the Ptir of the Chassid Sofer, he was the one. The Chassid Sofer was considered, you know, one of the biggest Gedolim that were in, you know, maybe recent history in Europe. So the one who was Mamshich, the one next Poisik after him is Rabbi Dasa, Rabbi Dasod, who wrote the Sefer Shudiyat Yudale. There is a, saw today that he wrote 50 different svarim. He wrote 50, but most of them were gone in the Holocaust. We don't have them. We have only a few. There's a Sefer on one of the Gemaras. We have a Yudayala on the Gemara. And we have a Shoot, and we have two or three different svarim that we have for him. And one of them is the Shua Sefer. So here, he brings a Shaila. The Shaila is like this. In the end of the Parshias, and we have it also many of our Chumashim, it says, he brings, a little bit, we just see it inside. He starts, it brings, Ot shal ruma losoi. He has a question. Someone asked him a question. Ala roshum besoif seve bereishis, achar minyan tzchum apsukim ve zashoinoi, ve zdorov mem gimel. When you look at the number of, it says in the end of the Chumash, it says, you should know there's a number of Parshias. I think bereishis is 12. And Zdorov is 43. Or Besoyf Sefer Shmois, it says Zdorov, how much Zdorim do you have in Shmois? 29. Or Besoyf Sefer Vayikra, Zdorov Chav Gimel. Besoyf Sefer Amidah, Zdorov Lamed Beis. So Sefer Dvorim Chav Zayin, Ma Tivon Shel Zdorim Alol. What is it? So someone's asking, it seems to be like usually Shai's the truth, it's a question on Halacha. But here he was asked, what is the Zdorim mentioned in the Chumash? That's what he asks. So he brings the following. He brings, there is, if you do a cheshbin, that all these zdorim that are mentioned, chumash, it comes out to be 154. And we will go a few more lines down here, just to, I'm not going to say the whole thing. It says, "Chav mechaviraya yishiv loy," one of the chavirim answered, "Ki misparim anal bechlal and kuf nun dalet." If you count together, it's 154. Why 154? Ah, neged bnei ma'arava, the misayimi toyu betlal shani. Bnei ma'arava ended toyu in 3 years. So, what is 3 years? You have basically 50 Shabbos a year. And 3 years, 150. And then you have one every, at least, it can be once every 2 years, but within 3 years, you will have an Ibur Yor, you have an extra month. So you have 4 more weeks. That's what he says. They divide the Torah to be 154. So he says, so it seems like a nice answer. What is this Dorim? It's another division of the Torah. You have the Torah divided into Parshis. And I have the Torah divided into Zdorim. And that's why if you count the Zdorim in the Chumash, it comes to be 154, which is exactly, according to this Cheshbin, to what you have when you finish the Kriyas Torah B'nai Marov in 3 years. Even though it's not, again, not exact, because not some years you have a little more weeks. And some years, we know that the Seder of Ibur Yor, right, you have 7 within 19 years. So some years you have, every 2 years you have Ibur Yor, not every 3. So it's not exact, but it works out. And he brings that the Peru Malos to Pikpik Shiroba Mogen Avrom, or be Sefer Acher. He says Mogen Avrom, Sefer Acher, remember Sefer Acher, we'll get to the Sefer Acher in a moment. Deinu Misaimi Leshol Shoni Vachetzi. They didn't finish every 3 years, Bnei Marav. They finished every 3.5 years. The cycle of Bnei Marav is 3.5 years. Vim ken kuf ayin 8 parashas bayin. It should be 175. 175 is also not exact. Because it should be, I mean, unless you don't want to put the Ibur Yor. So it's 150 plus another half a year. 25 is 175. So he says, it's not 3 years, it's 3.5 years. So the Zdorim are wrong. That's what he wants to know. So he brings, right away, there's a Yushalmi. Right,
apologies. Good. Did you explain this already? Who's the... This is a recording of questions that are asked of the Maria Sad.
This is the Shaila that Maria Sad received. That's
so
the question.
Who's the Rum Maloso? Who's the?
I don't. The Shaila. I don't remember what the Shaila is, man. I don't remember because this is the second part of the Tshuva. And the first part of the Tshuva, I don't remember if it mentions the name or not. This is the Shaila, one of the Shaila in this question. So he brings the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi, it's also Masechet Sofrim, that says you're right. It's not 100 and the cheshbon, not 154. It's 175. Hinei ba Yerushalmi perikol kisei omai bishuv ben Levi Chazvan is takol b'sivah da'agata. That's a Yerushalmi. It's not a Yerushalmi. I wanted to bring it. I added it later. But the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi Maseches Shabbos. I checked. I usually, the way it starts, the Yerushalmi, Rav Shmuel Levi says, I usually don't learn agata. But one time I did check agata. Always when it says, I didn't learn agata, obviously means, in his level, he didn't learn agata. So Rav Shmuel Levi says, I one time looked at agata, v'shkoch his book, I found the following memo. 175 parshios kedu b'Torah. There's 175 parshios. Dovar amirot tzivui keneged shnoisov shel Avraham Avinu. It's 175 parshios keneged 175 years of Avraham Avinu. And he goes on to bring other sources that says it, and it's 175. And he brings, and we'll get to it in a moment. So he says, comes out that the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. He says, "Minhag of Eretz Yisrael, it may be in our chumashim." That's what he wants to say. That comes out to be 154. That's a cheshbon of 3 years of Bnei Ma'arava. But really, you see that there's other sources that say Bnei Ma'arava complete their cycle every 3.5 years. And if it's every three and a half years, that's 175, and that works. That's the Yerushalmi, the Masechet Sofrim, it all works.
Isn't that saying Daber Amira Tzivu?
That's the Lushan of
either Daber or Tzav or Vayoyim.
That means one of these Lushanis that starts the Pasha.
Right.
So if you open the Yerushalmi, as I look today, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in his Pirush on the Yerushalmi, so he says, because if you're going to really count all the Pashas, Pasha Psucha and Stum and the Torah is much more. So it's only the parshas that start with Vayoyime, Vaydave, Vaytzav. It's only these Lashonis. Okay, so what's unique about that? I don't know, but maybe according to this, because the way Rav Yehuda understands, that was how Bnei Ma'arava divided their parshas. Every time he had a Vayoyime or Vaytzav or that, that's when they started a new parsha.
It's one off, right?
What do you mean?
175.
Oh, I'm saying 175 is not exact, because 175, Lechura means is 3 years, each year is 50 parshas. And 25, another half a year.
Well, you don't know
so you're missing a Shalom Uber. What?
You have to know when Yantiv comes out in order to know.
Oh, what about Yantiv? That's also good. So it comes out. Cheshbon is not exact, but it does divide that way. So maybe they do also. Maybe they do a double Pasha, like we do.
Right.
Yeah.
So where does the 3.5 years come from? The Rambam and the Gemara and Megillah is very clear that it's three.
Right.
So what is the extra?
So he says there's a Mogen Avraham that says 3.5 years. And there's another source.
I mean, look here, the Rambam, he was talking about a minig that was. That was
existed, right?
That he saw it.
Right?
And well, you know that he did, because if you look at the end, when the Rambam has a list of Aftaras, interestingly, he has Aftaras that we don't have for the Shevet and for the Parshas of Dvarim.
Yeah.
Not the Shevet and Nechemta, but he actually
right,
has
but those were for,
real Aftaras.
But that could be by us. Oh, but with 175?
But because, no, according to the schedule, because we always have that from Dvarim to whatever,
to
Savo, it's Shevet and Nechemta. But it's clear that he had real Haftaras of those parshas.
So that's for an annual cycle.
Yeah, that could be an annual cycle. This means a 3-year cycle, right? That may be an annual cycle on the Minogim.
So we don't know when he's breaking it. But
right, so apparently, like in the Geniza, there are lists of Haftaras that the
Bnei Ma'arava used to use.
That the Mary, and they try to reverse engineer.
Interesting.
And compute them and other sources.
Very interesting. Okay. Question of Bnei Ma'arava didn't have the Haftarah now, because Haftarah was a later Takana. They had to do when there was a gzera, not to read the Torah. So if only Bnei Ma'arava did it, did they have the gzera too? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, but that's an interesting question with Aftar. And he goes back to 3 and 3.5 years. But the Rabbi Asad has a problem. He says, one second, you want to tell me in Chumashim, you speak about Zdorim, and the Yerushalmi speaks about Zdorim. That's a division of Bnei Ma'arava. Bnei Ma'arava was a minhag that... First of all, we know most people don't do this minhag. He brings himself, even in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't do it. If you go later in the Tshuva, the one before the last paragraph, L'shnei Mispari Manal, he brings a shayel. L'shnei Mispari Manal, Koshe Lehovin, Dibri Chazal Anal, Shalok L'mish Mesir Kovam Mian Azdoim, Batoy Kuvn Dal Kuvah. He speaks, he brings, we have a Chazal that tells us that it's divided this way. L'ramez ala minog eino pashut. I mean, they're not pashut a minig. Gam be'eretz Yisrael. Even Eretz Yisrael, they don't do it. Ela be'eretz teim on levat. The only place we divide the Torah that way, he says, I didn't know that. I saw this Shuvah. Then in teim, that's they divided it. Te minig pashut b'chol etzor la shlima Torah b'shana achas. Right? So then he goes on and says, and he continues the last paragraph to say, like the point that you said before, we're not talking about Bnei Ma'arava. We're talking about in general. Whenever it says Daber, Tzav, all these Lishonis that the Rishon refers to, which is Daber Amir Tzivui, Dibur Amir Tzivui, it says Vidaber Shalom Yishalem, Vayayim Shalom Yishalem, Tzav is Bnei Yisrael. These Lishonis, this starts a new part of the Torah. And you divide the Torah that way. And then he says, maybe Bnei Ma'arovo divided their Chalukah based on that. Because we had some division of 175, or maybe 156, or maybe 154. So when it came to Maisa, the Bnei Ma'arovo had to divide the Torah this certain way. So he said, no, let's follow that. But we have some Allah Chamash, we say that we're dividing the Torah into Zdor. There's something called Zdor. And Zdor means we divide the Torah in a different way, and not necessarily we read the Torah that way. Bnei Ma'arovo decided to read it that way. That's what he concludes. But it doesn't mean that that's actually the way. We're not saying the Zdorim because of Bnei Ma'arovo. I mean, it's the opposite. Because we have Zdorim, that the Torah is divided that way, that's what Bnei Ma'arovo read that way. Right? If you look at the last five lines of the Amari Asad, he says, V'tzorich leim alafisha locha moshu sinai kovo, kuf ayin Zdorim v'idaber neged shesh shavom avinu, right, you divide that way. Hilkach, therefore, daiko nogu v'kovu v'maravo, kamken lashlim atoyu l'chakal kokach shabosois, shaloshoin. That's why he divided it into 3 years. Aken nagir sakovu v'lekova demashu alochu moshu sinai. So when they did it, he brings his gifts of Gitzah, he says, wants to say that really starts the opposite. There's a division of the Torah that it's called Zdorim. That's what it is. And the Bnei Ma'arovo may be followed, but not because of Bnei Ma'arovo we have Zdorim. We're not going to go and just follow a minhag, which is, you know, it's a minhag. Maybe one place they do it. They don't really do it. As the Rambam, the Loshon of the Rambam that we saw, he says, V'einu minhag pashut. It's not a minhag pashut. So it can't be we have Zdorim just for that. So maybe it's a different reason. That's what the Ma'ari Yasset says.
So we have no idea of where these starim, it's not marked anywhere where these starim would actually be. And as we say by that, but it doesn't
right.
actually correspond. There's no 175 obvious places where you would have
them. Right. I don't think anybody went and did that work to go and
plus,
count it.
Plus, it doesn't work.
Maybe Rechaim did. What?
Because in Brachos, you don't have, it's a completely different.
Right.
It's not
That's also good. Very good. Right. According to the whole set of Brachos will be a problem.
Right. So how did, I mean,
right.
it's divided up somewhere, but how?
That's a good question. I mean, according to Ma'arovo, when you start the beginning of the Torah, they did it if they went to follow this. So they had to divide it in a different way. Okay? And what's the 175 then also?
Right.
So maybe it's not Vayidaber Hashem Moishlam, it's Vayidaber Stam. So Vayidaber, when Vayoyimer Hashem al Avraham Lech Lecho. That's Vayoyimer.
Right, but there's not a lot of other...
Maybe Vayoyimer Elohim Yiyar, so another, yeah, Vayoyimer. Every time Vayoyimer.
First we did it all Brachos, and then the rest.
No, it's a Kibbe is divided, Vayoyimer, Vayoyimer, yeah, Vayoyimer is Vayidaber is Brachos. Okay, and again, without Moishe or Yisrael. Okay, so this is really one question, Bnei Ma'arovo. So you have Bnei Ma'arovo, Zdorim divided in a certain way, and he said we don't know if it's a 3 years or 3.5 years. And the Ma'arovo says also, what exactly, we have something called Zdorim, and where does that come to play? Bnei Ma'arovo used it. So Bnei Ma'arovo had that minhag. The Ma'arovo said, there is a big problem, and this we're going to, I think it was your question, we're going, the parshas that we have, where is the source for our parshas? Where's the source? Many years, this is something that interests me. I was looking around where you find it. There's a Sefer Trumos that wants to say that maybe it's a minhag that came from Ezra, which Rabbeinu. I might say it's Chazal and Sefer HaZoyah speak about it clearly. And the Mugen Avraham brings the Shulchan Aruch. Mugen Avraham, in the beginning of Sefer Reish Pei Beis, the Sefer that speaks about Kiryas HaTorah and Shabbos, he brings the Zoyah. Doesn't quote the entire Zoyah. We'll see some parts of the Mugen Avraham. And the Zoyah says that the vision of the Torah that we have is a division which came halacha the Moshe Mesina. Moshe Rabbeinu divided the Torah. We got from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah was divided in that way. The Mizrach says that it's called Gan Parshias 53, even though we have 54. Right? We have 54 Parshias. We have 12, 11, 10, that goes in order. It's 12, 11, 10, 10, 11. So the Bereshit is 12, Shmois is 11. So we have 54. And the Zohar says Gan Parshios, which is 53. So in general, I saw the Sefer Chassidus discuss where is the 54 went?
In Makol.
What? No. So there's two ways. Either Nitzoyim Vayel is called one, and which is the Mashmos of Teis and the Megillah. Because Teis and the Megillah has said Nitzoyim Vayel, you look at one.
The Rishonim divided Mishpatim to two.
Yeah, no, not only that, there's also division of Vayelich, of Lech Lecho even. Mm-hmm. But that's what Chazal and Sefer Zohar bring it. And if something has a ma'alach to say, the Vezoisa Bracha is not considered to be one of the Pashas. And that's very Gishmak, because we know that the Minig is the Dafka Pashas HaTorah on Shabbos, and Vezoisa Bracha we not necessarily do on Shabbos. So that works very nice with the Rebbe Tzaddik. But say, this is not the side point. So we have, the Zohar says you have 53 parshas. What was this, bracha? Chutzos, you never do in Shabbos, right. But only in Eretz Yisrael will be in Shabbos. It says, every time that you have a parsha, the Am Yisrael read the parsha, it goes up to Shemayim, and it makes a jewel on the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or retichin, the Girsav is a jewel on the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a jewel on the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how you do the parsha. And when the Gevram is quoting the Zohar, as we'll see in a moment, that says the Zohar, therefore, one cannot go and split the Torah in a different way. A person cannot say, when it comes to parshas Nasai, this is too long, and we have a bar mitzvah, and you have a drosha, so let's say, like, we'll leave, you know, we'll do part of it next week. And this week, we're going to have now, and it's only Vayelech divided, right? It's only for a short of Vayelech and Shabbos Shuvah. This is 40 psukim and 30 psukim. It's too short. So, you know, let's combine it together, and that's all divided. It will be much, much easier. You cannot divide it. From here comes the source, which we dealt a little bit in during COVID, when a kehila misses a parsha, so then comes the halacha, that you can do the next week two parshas. You can do next week the parsha of last week and this week. What happens if you miss 2 weeks? So the machlokes, the Vilna Gaon learns you can't do more than one. He says it's like missing tefillah. When you miss mincha, you can do ma'ariv twice. But if you miss mincha and ma'ariv, you can't do shachar for mincha and ma'ariv, only for ma'ariv. So it's, everything is kavua. According to this understanding, everything kavua is a certain week. That's how it works. And that therefore you can't go divided. Let's see the Mugrevon a little bit inside. Mugrevon brings.
The Zara was in Israel.
What?
The Zara was in the Maravah.
Right.
That's what
tonight. So he's saying even more. So it's even more compiled problem.
It's weird, right?
Okay. It just helps when we get there. Very good.
Okay.
So he says, Kosov Azariah, Reparish Vayakel. If you look at the second line, I won't get it wrong. Number four. Second line brings, it starts Kosov Azariah. Also, the man, the Kori, Boreisa, the Mifsag, Reparishasa. You can't stop. That's what I'm going to get it wrong. It begins Shachanach. It begins Simresh Pebes. He now has to stop in the middle of Pasha. Or if you look, Milochad, even one word for a different Pasha. And the also the Posak, Moshe Pasha, Lahamo, Lashlama Yifsag. The parsha of next week can be here this week. And then he goes on to, he explains nearly the Kavanosim Balasim. He says, but yourself, you could do it. That's what he brings. So then, ends the Mugen Avraham in the end, after he goes on through the Zohar, and he says different of Kaminis, he says, the long is the last line. The Gantzor Chiyun. How did it be in Maharov? Do it every 3 years. Chazal Sebe Azor, tell you could do only have to do a parsha per week. So how do they do it? Shvam Yishay Michakim Azdoris. How does it work? How can you divide it? Chazal say you're not allowed to. You're going to divide it, it's very bad, and it says there that you're gonna these influences that come to every parsha that belong to the, you know, the chariot of Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're going to ruin the whole thing. I don't understand what it means, but when the world brings it out, look, you can't change it. So how do you mean, change it? What?
You have a lot of times that the halacha doesn't accord with the Zohar.
Right. So this, for many years, this bothered me. Many, many years. And I saw people say that, meaning halacha Moshe B'Sinai. We know, like Kibbutz Merabbi, we have such a thing. The Gemara brings that someone had a Lachem Moshe B'Sinai, he heard it, his friend did not hear it. Besides, so they didn't have it, Bnei Maharov did not have that Messiris. Not the end of the world, that they didn't have that Messiris. We have the Messiris, we have the Sefer Ezra tells it. And you ask a good question.
Rambam wouldn't like that, right?
What?
Why?
Rambam says there's no Machlokes. But there is a concept that they didn't know about it.
That's
now Machlokes is in a Lachem Moshe B'Sinai, I don't have. Okay, but it doesn't the Rambam agree that if there is a mandama that says they didn't know about it?
No, he lists
them out.
He lists like there's like a list of halachos
Moshe Sinai's
and like the beginning of
Hakadosh Baruch Hu
Mishnah.
And that is no.
That's it.
No, because I understood that Rambam. There's no machlokes in the halach. What the halach is, but it could be that someone's I never heard of it. The Gemara brings a few places.
That's
in
halachos
Mishnah itself. Yeah, they said Lo Kibum Rabbi. The Gemara says,
the
maybe you see, because Losh Gzer Shav and Halach B'Sinai.
Yeah, that's
I don't know.
A
okay.
Thing.
Maybe.
Yeah. I you know, say like the words.
Halach B'Sinai.
But there's even where it says the words with this machlokas.
No, so that's the Rambam says. Then I agree with itself.
The idea is Halach.
So there's like big types.
Yeah.
And love, how big is love?
Details, maybe. Okay.
So they say it's machlokas. What is the invoking? Yeah. How big is that? Whatever.
Right.
Different.
Okay. So, but here, I could be agree with the Rambam. The question is, what the Bnei Maharov will do? That's question number one. Question number two is negate this week's parsha. Because the Gemara there in Megillah says The Gemara in Megillah says that Ezra Tikkun LeYisrael. How the Gemara in the end of Megillah ends? The last problem before the end. The Gemara in Megillah says Ezra Tikkun LeYisrael. Shirkoyim close. Shemateres Kohanim Kodem Atzeres. Feklos Shemishta Torah Kodem Rosh Hashanah. Right. That's what we have. That's what we mean. Parash Kisavu the close. So how do they do it? How did Bnei Ma'arava read the close? There was a Tekaras Ezra. To say they didn't agree to Tekaras Ezra, that doesn't make sense. The Gemara speaking, Tekaras Ezra is considered what? So Reb Tzadok actually addresses it. He said what happened when it came to Parash Kisavu, they it was like when it comes a Moyet, they had a different kriya. We have a different kriya. So when it came to Parash before Shon, before Shavuos, they had a different kriya. It's fine.
I'm after.
He says they took it a different Sarah Torah. That's what he did. Moshe Shapiro, that's how I always used to quote, used to say this. Even Bnei Ma'arava, when he used to speak of Parash Kisavu, even Bnei Ma'arava, what they did, they had a special kriya. It has nothing to do with Seder Parshas. They had a holy site that has nothing to do with the fact that we have the Parsha that reaches that time, because even Bnei Ma'arava did it. Right?
Did he read the whole Parsha or just the close?
Good question. That would be a good question. Because the... because as it says, Tikkun LeYisrael, the close she would turn us out, right? And lo yafsik. I don't know. That will be interesting because you can do seven aliyahs for sure there. I don't know. That's a great question.
Maybe what they were supposed to plus that.
Maybe.
Maybe. Because if you look at the Mishnayos and Megillah, where the Mishnah suggests that they stopped in the order and read other things, so it's not clear that they followed what we do, where they just tacked on mafka. They may have just read.
Other things. So it's another problem with the Bnei Ma'arav. So I want to share with the Olam that this during COVID happened. I found this. I think it was a big mitzvah. I thought it was a big mitzvah. Then I see the review that actually quotes this place, but it doesn't quote what I'm trying to get to, even though it's the same sefer. The Yamsha Shloimo Marshal put out in the end of his sefer on Baba Kama. He put out and it's not printed in most of the tefusim that we have today. But we have it in the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron. They put a beautiful new Yamsha Shleimo. And there in the end, they have this. What is this? It's called Tosefta Chilukei Dinim. That's the name of the Sefer. Chilukei, it's a Tosefta. That's what's called Tosefta. The different minhagim between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz. If I'm not mistaken, it's 50 different things between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. Chilukei minhagim between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. That's what it is. This is in with the printed in Yamsha Shleimai in the end of Masechet Baba Kama. Yamsha Shleimai says that he thinks it's one of the Rishonim in the wrote it. That's what he says. He doesn't really know where it is. So when the Mishnah's around, they brought it down. There was an Ezra Altshuler who put out some Sfarim, and he put this out too, and he proves that it's not, it's much earlier than Rishonim. It may be Saburoim, which is came after the Amoroim, and maybe even Amoroim or Tanoim. Maybe even Tanoim. I mean, it's a real Tosefta. This Chilukei Minhagim between.
Does he actually reference it, or it just shows up at the end?
Who?
Is there a Hakdama that the Marshal has, or is he just
the Marshal? If I'm not mistaken, has a very short. Says I found this Tosefta, and I know it's at least from the Rishonim, and I decided to print it in my sefer, something like that. Like if I remember correctly, that's what he has there.
Where did you find it? He says where he found it. No.
I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember. It's a good question. Here, if you look. If you look at number five, this is a quote that they brought down. I took it from the Rishat Shalom. They bring a quote from Avraham ben Agron, a sefer Rav Pilon, and he speaks about this brisa. He says, look at number five. Brisa shel dvoyim mechalukim neibo bnei Eretz Yisrael. He tika ma'ashal b'yam sheshloim etfus lublin. Ve'ma'atika sheshloim shaga b'royi shemotze kostos b'sefer oshri shal rashal. I want to put it together. I'll start spelling the play scheme. Avreidi shumuves the Masechet Sofrim. The Masechet Sofrim records it. The Zechali Amachlik Shem Mizrach Mimav. The Masechet Sofrim Yivavade Chibur Tanoim. We know that it's Chibur Tanoim. He brings Raias that the Sefer Sofrim is from the Ramban quotes the Rashbo. Ve'achshav Adad Na'atpisim Miftuch Adpis Mizrach So Kitzur Abayis Anav. He wants to say maybe because of the Tanoim, it's one of the Tfusim of Tanoim. That is the Rav Rom, the son of the Gra, wants to say that's what it is. We have here Tesefta. We don't know exactly what it is, but it's very Kodom, it's very early, and it speaks about the Chilukim between Nebo and Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yehuda Asa quotes this Sefer, but he quotes, I would say the wrong, he quotes one of the things, and not they're talking exactly what we're going what he's saying. Maybe let's see. Number six is the Tesefta. Let's start with the second one, the first one. Don't peek in the first one because you want to keep it for them.
What?
So that's what he wants to bring. That's the riots he's bringing. Ramban, Rashbo. Okay. You know, maybe it's Amaroi, maybe it's later. In Seif Memches, the 48th minhag that's different from Nebo and Eretz Yisrael, what does it say? That's what the Yavida has the quotes. So Nebo will receive Sikhas Toy Bechol Shana Vashana. He does Sikhas Toy every year. Chagasukis. That's the quote that Rav Yehuda Asad said that it's every 3.5 years. You could see it if you look at the second row, basically the of and the tshuva in the parentheses. He brings the Mogen Avraham, so he quotes it. So he says it's the Yamshu Shleim. He says it's the Mashal Brilchil Kedoshim, and he brought the Ois Vemches. But here comes the big treasure. I think it's a big treasure. Look at Ois Mem Zayin. Ois Mem Zayin says the following. There's two parts to the Ois Mem Zayin. What we do in Bavel, we do in Eretz Yisrael. We'll start with the second part. That's what we do. They read the Torah, and we listen. What do Bnei Eretz Yisrael do? Bnei Eretz Yisrael, again, Bnei Eretz Yisrael koyrim ha'am ha'parsho ve'hashatz zdorim. So first of all, it says over here that Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Minog, that the Tzibur were reading something else than what the Chazan was reading. You have a Chazan, you have a Baal Koyrim, he's reading one thing. The Tzibur reading something else. That's clear. That's the words. But what are they reading different? So again, the Tosefta says, they read the parsho. What he's reading is this zdorim. There's a difference over here. The Baal Koyre in Eretz Yisrael would read the Zdorim, as Rav Yehuda Asad said, you have 175 Zdorim, divide their way, and they actually read. But the call, the Tzibur, they would read the whole parsha. They follow the parsha that we have. And that's how Rav Ezra Tushla brings it here in number 7. He has footnotes on the whole Sefer. And there's a discussion there that there is, but he brings here the question we spoke about
Parashat Kisavim. He writes on
the Tosefta.
That's brought in the new Yamshul Shleima, or
you know, it's brought down the old Yamshul Shleima.
Ah, he has notes already.
He put it out again. See, he lived about 100 years or something like that.
So then why did they make Simchas Torah? They should really.
Let's see what he says. She has a question. That's the question we asked before. What about Kisavim? What are they going to do? He brings more Megillah. According to this stuff, is good. They also read the Pasha. They read it. That's what he says. So, seemingly, Simchas Torah was when the Tzibur finished it together. But each individual did the Parsha. That's a tremendous Chiddush. Meaning, Bnei Ma'arov had two different ways to do it. There is that Derek on also has a few errors on this, and he wants to learn a little differently. He wants to say something else. Different way to divide what's the Zdorim and what's the Parsha. But the way, at least the simple understanding that we have, and especially the way Yehuda Asad told us, comes out that Zdorim is the division that we have the Baal Koyre reads. That in reality, so they divide the Torah either to 3 years or to 3.5 years.
Do you think that when they're saying that the read it, the Parsha, he doesn't mean it's Shul, does he mean that's where they were Marvel Central? Like, what is
Mechorwa was in Shul. Why? Because look at the next line. What does it say about Bnei Bavel? Bnei Bavel, Koy Rashat Zapasho, Vam Yaldu Vishwu Milim. What do we do? We also do Shtaim Mikre Chatakum. But we listen to the Shnat Zibur. So Mashu, how exactly did it work? I don't know. Shnat Zibur was reading out loud. Maybe it's like the Hasidim that do, the after. Everybody reads it himself. I don't know. There's a Shnat Zibur reading out loud, and everybody's reading. It's not so clear how exactly it worked out. But what comes out from this Tesefto is Bnei Yisrael also had the Parshas. And Mele comes out, they work with the Zoya. Of course, every person read the Parsha of that week. They both said the Shnat Zibur had a different Kriya. And that's why they had, as Tushla said, they had the Parsha of Chukai, the Parsha of Kisavah in the right time. They all had it. And it wasn't, what they used, the Zdarim, was for the Shnat Zibur. Take what Rabbi Yehuda Asad said, which really adds to it. mean, we know that there's Dorim. I review this and concluded. We know that the Zdorim are a division from the Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai. 175, the Rishami says it. May I have Kortu? Okay, so that's what you have there. So that's why they allowed the Tzibur to do something else. But the Tzibur, they read their own parasha. They read our parasha, the parasha that we have. That means it was never a division. According to this, it was this halach of Moshe Rabbeinu Sinai that the Chazal and Tzibur Ezra tell us. And the Magen Avraham brings an halacha in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Bnei Amar Rava also agreed to that. They just did it individually.
It's Geshma, Rabbi. I think I remember Rav Shechta during Corona quoted a Shittas Rav Yah that you can be Yaitza, if you, let's say you don't have Shulchan Tzibur laning, you can use your Shnai Mikra because that was meant to go through.
Right.
It's very Geshma. It's an individual din. You see from the Bnei Amar Rava, they would read their own. That's
right.
What the people would do every week. They would read their own.
Very good. And there is the Lashon HaGemara is Lo Oylom Yashlim Odom Pashiyosov Im Atzibur. Right? There's such a thing. What does it mean? Why? What do I have to do with the Tzibur? You join together with the Tzibur when you do it. When you do the Shtayim Mikra Chatayim. I mean, you do your own thing. There's something going on when a person does it on his own. There is something. There is another halacha. This is another topic, not to go into right now, but just to mention it. It was brought down. There's a Bechleikas, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah brings. Can you do Shtayim Mikra doing the time of Kriyas HaTorah? Shulchan Aruch says you could. We, Mishnah Berurah brings, we go with the Rav, you should not do it. You have to listen to the Baal Koyer. But according to Shulchan Aruch, you could read your own Shtayim Mikra during the time of Kriyas HaTorah. So this fits, according to this Shulchan Aruch, according to this, that's what they did in Bnei Amar Rava, it was a completely different parasha.
So no one was listening to the
Baal Koyer. So that's the question. How did it work? Did they have 10 people around listening? Because the Gemara, the same Gemara in Megillah tells us. What?
Maybe they just did it individually. Who says they did it?
No, because they have a shatz. What do the shatz do?
The Karyan Am Parsha.
No, because that's what I told you before. Look at the next line. The next line speaks about Bnei Bavel. Bnei Bavel, they listen to the Shiat Seaboard. Man, they saw everybody did their own thing.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, meaning. Oh, you're saying that
they were doing it? It sounds as parallel. You could say maybe it was. Maybe it doesn't mean the same thing. It's maybe. I this is a question. There is, that's where we left with, is how exactly did it work in Bnei Ma'arov is not so clear, but one thing comes out in the Chur Dover from this Tosefta, Bnei Ma'arov agreed to the division, that division goes back according to Chazal, it's Alocha Moshe Sinai, according to the Rambam, there's no Machlek Alocha Moshe Sinai, at least at their understanding, everybody agreed to that, Bnei Ma'arov followed that as well, but for the individual, not for the Shtiyat Tzibur, and this is the biggest thing that really you can take to use, that you see that the individual has some koyach on his own, that's what Bnei Ma'arov are doing. They're using it. Not for Simchas Torah, but at least for other things. And also to be kind, according to this, the Klolos, Shabbatos Kehan, in this week's parasha, that's what they used to do, because everyone ran their own parasha.
I want to know what the Simchas Torah looked like in the middle of the year. Like, what did they do on Shabbos? Like, what did they do?
There's a book, Yar.
I know, but...
I remember reading that he describes, I don't know what the source is at, in Cairo, in Old Cairo, they had a Kehilas Beretz Yisrael and the ones that followed Bavel, and that on Sponsor, they were all joined in the same, on regular Sponsor, that the entire community
joined together.
Would celebrate.
That makes sense.
Because they were finishing also.
It makes sense. They had Shaykh history. Even though their main Sukhastori didn't die, they divided it. Because, again, I would love, but the next, I would say maybe the Sukhastori is biggest individual. But the Tosefta says clearly they did Sukhastori every 3.5 years. So that's what it is. The Seder. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.